Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
You strong? They said, I'm strong if you strong. I said, we strong, man.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, for fans who are interested in going to the Georgia Tech spring game, we know G-Day's tomorrow. Georgia Tech's game is tonight, guys. And it's just a quick reminder. Tonight, 7 o'clock. Eastern. Bobby Dodd.
Yeah, man. Guys, let me give you a heads up on this. Let me give you a heads up. Traffic insane right now in Midtown. Downtown Connector. 20 East and West. Georgia Tech Nation's coming, man. Because nothing means more to the Yellow Jacket fan base than spring football.
Friday night,
mean, they're expecting 50,000 at Bobby Dodd. What's that?
I think there's a Bon Jovi concert.
What's that?
I think there's a Bon Jovi
concert. No, man. There's a lot of, you can see him. I just saw a 107-year-old guy with yellow hair walking down Peachtree. I know he's going to Bobby Dodd.
I think there's a concert tonight here in town.
That may be, but those Bon Jovi fans are in for a rude awakening because you got all the thoroughfares all leading to one location, and that's to Georgia Tech.
All right. Tonight is the Georgia Tech spring game.
What's the over-under? 6,000 people?
No, they'll have more than
that. I hope they do. And by the way, we spoke with Coach in all seriousness. Now, again, there's no sense in even apologizing because Georgia Tech fans are always constantly upset with us anyway. But as far as the –
You should apologize.
Screw them. But as far as the as far as the, it goes with Georgia Tech, I mean, this is a Friday night. Tough on a Friday night to come into town for a number of reasons, parking, et cetera. But I know that Paul Johnson, we've talked to him, he says this thing is kind of a byproduct of how football has grown over the years. You have to do one of these things. But it's kind of funny to hear Tech fans like, oh, pshaw, as if we do something like that, you know, like those neophytes, those troglodytes, those mouth-breathing Georgia fans that go out to Athens where it's actually fun to have yourself an afternoon watching some make-believe football.
Spring games, and this is a big weekend. Alabama, by the way, those who missed our conversation with Aaron Suttles, he writes for TideSports.com. Aaron admitted that he's been, you know, chastised by Coach Nick Saban, but he says, listen, it's a part of it. And it's a great interview. He talks about Jalen Hurts and how much pressure his dad's trying to put on Nick Saban. I don't think there is any pressure. I just think his dad's stepping out there, Mike. But we'll see what Alabama looks like tomorrow. A bunch of other teams around the country, I think top 25 teams, Texas and right, a couple of other teams having their spring game. So it's a big weekend, man, from that standpoint.
You know, Auburn, we mentioned they didn't really get a big crowd at Jordan-Hare. And that's, again, it's everybody's school's prerogative. I think Georgia, it's curious to see what kind of crowd you get because it's not full capacity with all the improvements in the West End zone and that big giant jumbotron they're adding, the lounge for the players and everything else. But still should be a good time. We'll be at Grindhouse, so come by and see us, guys, before we head over there at 3 o'clock to Sanford Stadium. We did talk about Alabama, so that interview is online with the Suttles from over there at Tide.com.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear what he had to say because I find it funny but interesting because we always say, who's the guy that asked that question? And Aaron mentioned the fact that he's been on the end of that many times.
too many times to count. I've been called into his office. He's got a remote control. He's got a remote control that closes his door. I've sat on the couch and had him scream at me. It's part of being a reporter and doing your job, and you know that when you cover Nick Saban.
That's Aaron Suttles from TideSports.com earlier in the show, because I asked him, I said, are you one of those guys that's ever been scolded by Coach Saban? And I think Nick wants, like all coaches, Carl, they want to control the message. they want to get ahead of. And, you know, Saban is trying to nip it in the bud, Andy. Yeah. This whole quarterback controversy, now that Jalen Hurts' dad has said he will take his son and go somewhere else if he's not starting over Tua Tagovailoa.
All right, man, it is Dukes and Bell. We're live inside the Kia studios. For more info, visit KiaDealers.com. Maybe you're just jumping in on the show, getting off work. Happy Friday. Cheers. And you're going, Dukes and Bell, man, what do you guys think about the schedule? Well, I'm glad you asked.
Time for Dukes and Bell, top three. The top three stories of the day.
Can I count it all?
Hey, please promise me you're not going to do the Nostradamus thing again. You make people very nervous when you start making these bold pronouncements about schedules.
Here's what the Falcons will do in 2018.
Oh, my sweet Lord Jesus.
Revenge is a dish best served cold, and we'll serve it against Philly in week one.
Right.
Mike Bell, this offense does what they didn't do in the playoffs. I'm starting to look ahead.
Here we go.
Beat Philadelphia to start the season. I'll make this quick and easy.
All right.
We've won four straight against Carolina. Make it five. That's 2-0 to
Boom
start
goes
the season.
Dynamite.
Saints at home will win against them.
Yeah, etouffee right there, pal.
Because they won't have the opportunity to cheat in their building like they normally do.
Mm-hmm.
Then the ginger, Andy Dalton, comes to town. He'll crack. They're not good as us. They're not close as good as us.
It's funny. We always talk about Matt Ryan and Joe Flacco. And, of course, A.J. Green and Julio coming out at the same time. And A.J. Green, I mean, boy, oh, boy. I think there's a lot of people out there in Cincinnati who would take Nick Foles over Andy Dalton right now.
I would. Sanu shows out, by the way, playing his old team.
All right.
Guys, we're 4-0 to start the season. Then we head October 7th to the Steelers. I'm having a hard time seeing Big Ben getting on the ground, Le'Veon Bell not having a good game, and Antonio Brown. Because that whole week, Mike, it's going to be Brown versus Julio.
All right. I know that's what I'll be talking about. It'll be interesting to see how many touchdowns each has by the time. That is the ultimate indicator.
You know what? You don't have to go there.
Well, I'm just saying. I always joke around when guys get on my case about demanding more in the scoring department from number 11. Guys say, he's got the yardage. Well, that's great. It's about scoring. If we scored four or five more touchdowns, we might have had home field advantage in the playoffs.
Steelers will be tough at home, guys. I got them beating us 4-1. We bounce back. We swept them last year. Does Jameis improve? Not on October 14th. We're 5-1.
All right, hold on. What if it's Sony Michel or Nick Chubb running the rock for the – I'm just saying, you might see a new running back there for the Tampa Bay.
They're not that smart down there in Tampa.
All right.
Week 7, October 22nd, it's the New York Football Giants on a Monday night. I don't care if Odell Beckham has a good game. We're better. 6-1.
Right, by the way, we are 0-3 with Dan Quinn going into the bye week.
That's week 7, October 22nd.
And we are 0-3 going into the bye with under Coach Quinn since he got here in 15.
That's why things change this year. We go into the bye 6-1.
Wow, that's a hell of a start.
We come out of the bye and we face the Redskins.
We're 1-2 historically coming out of the bye week.
Would you stop giving these numbers? It's skewing my view of the schedule.
Give you some reality here.
Skins will be pressing all season to make the playoffs. Jay Gruden, they're not that. They're not going to get to the playoffs, are they? In a division where the Eagles and the Cowboys expect to be better, and the Giants.
Jeez, I mean, truth be told, there's odds that Jay Gruden might not even be there. You're right. Good odds.
November 4th, guys, we win that game. We're 7-1. Bear with me. It's Dukes and Bell, top three at 6. We're talking about the Falcons schedule. You can chime in at 404-741-0929. Hey, even with the draft, they're not as good as we are. I'm talking about the Cleveland Browns, November 11th. We beat the Browns. We are 8-1. Payback for the Cowboys.
8-1.
All right. Cowboys come in here with a healthy Zeke Elliott. He missed the game last year, November 18th. I hate to say it. I think they come in and get us back. We're 8-2 at that point. Happy Thanksgiving. The Saints cheat as they always do. We lose in the boot. We're 8-3. December 2nd, it's Baltimore. And you said it. Flacco, Matt Ryan.
Right. And a bunch of whatever retreads they plug in at wide receiver for the Ravens. But, I mean, that's a Ravens team that it's kind of hard to figure out where they're at. Much like, the Browns, you just assume they're going to stink. I mean, there's too much talent for them to be another, winless team by the time we see them. And I think the Ravens could be, if they made the right moves and Ozzie Newsome did, they might be a playoff contender. That game might mean a lot when we see Baltimore here at Mercedes-Benz.
It really could. But we win. We're 9-3 right. After that game. Then we go to Cold Lambeau Sunday. December 9th. We own Aaron Rodgers.
By the way, that's a game if you would go to envision an NBC Flex game.
Could be.
To Sunday night. That could very, very easily be one of those.
Week 13, guys. We own Aaron here. I don't think we will at Lambeau. 9-4.
Remember Julio had 200 and what's, he had like a monster night years ago. 359 yards receiving. Matt Ryan threw for a fortune. That was a game. I think it was the Smitty era, but we had a great offensive out. Give me the look. All right, never mind.
No, we did. Julio balled out. I remember that game
I mean, I just think we match up with the Packers. And even if it's in their house, I still think give us a fighting chance.
They're a different team at home.
All right.
We beat the snot out of Arizona the following week. We're 10-4. That's week 15. Carolina wants get back, and they get it December 23rd. That makes us 10-5. We go into the last week of the season playing the Bucs, December 30th. We sweep them like we did last year. Guys, we're 11-5, and we roll into the playoffs. I think the swing game, Mike, and you mentioned this earlier, could be the Cowboys. Guys, we got an incredible game out of a guy last year that nobody expected where he picks up 6 sacks.
Right.
Now, I know they had, issues on the offensive line and no Ezekiel Elliott. But I could easily see him with the home field advantage and the Falcons. We know a lot of Cowboy fans will be there. They were there last year.
That was Tyron Smith, by the way, the Pro Bowl tackle that was out, and that's what we abused. That's on the Cowboys.
Adrian Claiborne.
Yeah, that's on the Cowboys. You're not having a, you know, the fullback or somebody else to chip or a tight end inside to help out on that one.
11-5, you like it?
I say 11-5. I got some different wins and losses than you, but I'm with you. I think the Eagles game, you know, that's a tough one because that could be Carson Wentz, could be Foles, but they've brought Michael Bennett in. You've already got, you know, some guys like Fletcher Cox. Nada's in there as a reserve. They got a hell of a defensive line that they upgraded in the offseason. So it'll be a test for Fusco, whoever is playing guard, along with Lavitre and certainly Mac in the middle. I think Pittsburgh toss up. And that's, of course, you know, the Steelers don't get better on defense. Right, they've got to find Ryan Shazier's replacement this year.
They do, and that's part of what they're going to do in the draft. I would not be surprised to see the Steelers go after a couple of linebackers in this draft to try to make sure they fill that gap. It is a big deal, guys. Your thoughts on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line? Schedule's out, and listen, we are having fun with this, but I do think that the way the schedule plays out with three of our first four games at home, Mike, we could get off to a really good start.
We don't know. We thought the Bucs were going to be better last year, and of course we didn't know that was going to go south. The Saints, I'm worried about them because I think they could make some other moves in defensively, and they also get some guys back on the defensive line that are healthier. It's still Breeze and that Kamara combination. Carolina, you and I talked about this yesterday for guys that missed it. Norv Turner, I think, is going to do a nice job helping to improve Cam Newton, especially in those underneath throws. That's something he always misses. The high percentage throws, that they never seem to be high percentage for him. And then I'd say, Carl, 4-2 is a must in this division.
It is.
I mean, you think about it, if you want to win this division, you want to have at least one playoff game at home, you got to be at least 4-2 against those guys.
And I'll tell you, that's why that Saints game in September is so important. Playing them on Thanksgiving night, that their spot, it's going to be tough to go down there and win, man. It always is, but that's why I think we got to get that W. Hey, let's hear from Dan Quinn about the draft. He talked about the team needs and the best player available, because that's what they're weighing right now.
The best way to go about it is still, like, what's the best thing for the team? And I think it's unfair to the rest of the players. Like, it's not a one-pick draft. It's a collection of guys and a collection of a draft class. And I think if you try to push too far, like, it's not the best fit, but let's try it anyway, I think that's when it can be hard.
Top 3 at 6 brought to you by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Proud to present The Sports Insider with Dan Kamal. Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on 92.9 The Game. Dan Quinn went on to say, listen, either way, it's a defensive tackle, defensive end. I mean, we're evaluating all of these things.
In today's NFL, there's certainly some people that are defensive ends that play defensive tackle. Where does each team feature a guy? You know, like, okay, you may say he's a defensive tackle, and a 34 team may say he's a 34 D end. There's big guys that could go in those, you know, first two rounds that are really going to start and have an impact. Not all of them will play D tackle.
See, that's the thing we had talked about. Like, some guys would say that Taven Bryan, for instance, is more like a defensive end in a 3-4, you could argue. You've got guys like Vita Vea. He's more of a straight, you know, space grabber over the center in a 3-4, you could also argue. But whether it's one technique or three technique, Dan Quinn's technique is good at developing defensive line play. So maybe, Carl, do you feel that it could be, if it's not those guys, we do defensive tackle. If the big dogs are gone, we go second round defensive tackle? Like B.J. Hill from North Carolina State?
Right, because, Mike, you're getting value there.
Tim Settle, Virginia Tech, Deshaun Hand, Alabama, all names that could be there in the second round.
Yes, you're not reaching to go get a guy that's going to cost you more than you need, and you're still getting a solid player that you can insert into your lineup. Cost efficient, man. I think that's a solid play. Story number two, Braves back in action tonight. They beat the Mets last night. Presto, Tucker. All right, Preston Tucker. Career high, 5 runs. And boy, stay hot. Stay hot. Sean Newcomb on the heel tonight. Story three, guys, Atlanta United visiting the L.A. Galaxy. That game happening Saturday night, 10:30 p.m., right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And story 3A, obviously, is G-Day, Mike. G-Day, as the Dogs get ready for their spring game.
Maybe putting name tags on some of the guys on defense, especially on the defensive line. See if Georgia fans expect high score. I mean, I don't know. Does it matter in a preseason, you know, in an imaginary game in a scrimmage? You want to see your quarterbacks look comfortable out there. The defense, this is going to be the test, man. How quickly can Kirby and the staff, especially when they get back to work in the summer, bring this defensive line and all these new faces replacing the guys going to the NFL at linebacker?
Now, if you're just joining us today, we played an audio cut earlier today from Jeff Schultz and Zach Klein's podcast, We Never Played the Game. Go check it out. It's a pretty cool podcast. But they had a chance to talk to Thomas Dimitroff. And in the podcast, he talks about listening to this show a couple of years ago, trying to get a feel for what our listeners, but more importantly, what Falcon fans were thinking at the time, and acknowledges the fact that he was listening. Well, he's not the only one. Coming up, you're going to hear from Greg Garza. And we've got a great rapport with our Atlanta United guys. We told you, we jumped in this thing early on. We love the guys on our squad. But if you listen closely to this Greg Garza interview, you're going to hear another voice pop in and give us a big shout-out.
Yeah, man, Greg got a goal last week. He's banged up. He's just the toughest dude on this team. We'll talk to him about everything. I guess it's a good problem to have. All the stars on the front end. What about the back line against Zlatan? It's coming up, United fans, next.
The game.
It's Friday. We're getting ready for the United match against the LA Galaxy. We're going to talk to our man, Greg Garza, friend of the show. We can say that. And we talked to our man, Brad Guzan. He got a spike. Chris McCann came on the show. A bump. Greg Garza, it's your turn, man. What's going on, Greg Garza? How you doing?
How's it going, guys? How's it going? I hope that's a good luck charm.
It is.
Hey, man, we try to help out, brother. First things first, I know, we always joke around, you're one of the toughest hombres out there, but you're like the walking operation game. How is that shoulder feeling, man?
It's feeling all right, man. Feeling all right. I think the Minnesota game was a test for me to really show my warrior mentality, popping it back into place and playing the last 25, 30 minutes with it being popped back into place. But other than that, I'm going to go as long as I can, man. So I need to use the knife.
All right, come on, take us through this whole thing. Like, was it like a Rocky movie? All right, bite this towel. We're about to pop it back into place.
I popped it back into place myself. I think it was a bit easier than the first time after the All-Star game. So I think once you pop it out for the first time, you tear the labrum and all that stuff. I think it's just easier every other time. So I don't know how many more times I'll have, but hopefully that's the last one for a long time.
Yes, amen to that, brother. And, we talked so much about, just from the stands, Greg, how good you guys looked against a team that also looked great, NYCFC. Is that the toughest team you've played so far in the MLS?
We definitely talked about it after the game. I would say that's probably the most intense game we've all played in a long time. I think that, I said this after the game in interviews, it felt like a national team game, being out there playing against another national team or playing on the U.S. team and playing against another high-intensity national team. I think both teams brought that intensity the whole entire game, and I was spent. It took me a couple of days to recover from it.
Defender Greg Garza joining us here on Dukes and Bell as we talk about our Atlanta United. All right, man, you're out there in L.A. Are you ready for Zlatan? Have you played against this guy before?
I have not. This is the first time. Yeah, it's cool to play against players that you you definitely idolize when you're younger. So it's an honor to be on the same field as him. But all of that aside, we definitely need another W and keep this high moment we have rolling.
Greg Garza is with us here from Atlanta United on the awayford.com hotline again against the Galaxy. Hear it right here on 92.9 The Game. Greg, we always try to, because we love soccer, we're trying to learn more and get more guys into it. In the NBA, you double team a guy like a Zlatan. How do you defend him, or is it just, how does it work to a layman, to a guy with that kind of skill set?
Yeah, I think, as long as you can play with that guy further away from our goal or his opposing goal, the better, right? The closer he is to the goal, the more difficult it is, because he's a guy that's 6'5", I think 6'5", 6'4", 6'5". There's just a huge presence within the box. So he's definitely a guy you want to keep. The further away he is from goal, the better for us defenders and for the whole team.
What about the move by Tata? And I'm talking about, going from the 4-2-3 to the 3-5-2. Do you have a preference? Do you think what we've been doing as of late has really helped the club? How do you see that adjustment?
I think as you keep playing and as you grow, especially in my personal career, you get to learn different systems, and I think his coaching abilities have definitely shown that within this club, and it shows that if we are able to play tons of systems and be able to confuse teams week in, week out, I think that's just another game that we have in our pocket that we can use, another card we have in our pocket that we can use. But, I think it's helped us tremendously this season. And no matter what system we have to play, we always have to be ready, and all of us have to be ready as well.
It's number four, Greg Garza from Atlanta United with us here on the waitfor.com hotline, taking on the Galaxy as we're previewing the matchup. One thing we talk about when Darren Eales is on, we talked about it with Carlos Bocanegra. There's just so much talent on this team. You put one guy in, and you sacrifice another aspect of maybe defense. But, if you were a coach, how tough would it be to balance all the scores we've got right now?
You would like to pick
up. Yeah, it's tough. We have so much talent going forward. I think I think defenders see five or six of us sprinting at them. It's definitely, it puts them on their heels. But you know, it's good that, that this year we do seem a bit more deep than we were last year. So that's always a good sign. And I think just learning Tata's system and getting used to it, I think that's definitely helped as well.
What do you think of Barco's minutes he got the in the match against New York City? I mean, we know it was our first time seeing him, and, you know, it's going to take a minute. But what do you think?
I think it's great for him personally. I believe that, you know, just gaining some confidence in getting in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, getting some minutes on the field, on that field is a special moment, I'm sure, for him. He's still a 19-year-old kid, so he has ton to grow, and I think that just getting him used to playing more and getting some more minutes just to build that confidence up again. I know what it's like being out of the fields for a couple months, and it's I'm sure that was definitely difficult for him. But you know, I think he's done a really good job in getting himself back. But you know, just get him some more minutes and get his confidence boosted up.
What's up, Deuce and Bell?
Hey, is that Goose? Who's that?
That was Brad walking by.
What's up, Brad?
Hey, man. Tell him he's big. He's bald. He's a mother. Wall. Anyway. Greg and Brad within shouting distance from L.A. as they're getting ready for the Galaxy. Hey, man, the other thing about this squad is how much more difficult is it? And we know we're a great team at home, Greg, but how much more difficult is it to win on the road? I mean, is that just something that's in the MLS that's just part and parcel of playing in the league? It's just tougher?
I think that's just this league. I've never seen it before. You know, I think that's just this league, different mentality. But I mean, I think we proved that wrong going into Minnesota. I mean, we played a man down for about 70 minutes, but I think we proved that wrong, and hopefully we can prove it wrong, prove the statistics wrong again tomorrow. I think that, you know, it's just a league, you know, teams have great years at home and they seem to struggle away, but, you know, hopefully we can change that.
Set the scene for us, man. What's the weather like? It never rains in Southern California. What's it look like? And
it's a beautiful day, man. It'd be a great day for the beach, I tell you that much.
Okay.
Well, go. Don't you have time? You can't be practicing soccer all day.
Can you imagine?
No, we're,
yeah, Tata, we'll be back.
We're in hotel lockdown.
Go, Greg, we'll leave it.
I need to go to Santa Monica, roll down to Hermosa, go hit the boardwalk.
Hey, man. Well, we wish you luck, man. And certainly we'll be cheering you guys on. Again, guys, the game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Our man, Greg Garza. I was just looking at the injury report, Greg, real quick, and it's like, Garza, torn labrum, no problem. I'm like, man.
It's tough, man. Ben Gay, how are you going to get through it? Advil?
Exactly. No, maybe, yeah, who knows? Whatever it takes.
Hey, man, enjoy the time out there. Get a W, and we'll talk to you soon, brother. And you're going to get that bounce.
Thank you, guys.
All right?
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, man.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Good dude, man. Greg Garza is one of our favorites. Tough as nails. He really is. Goal last week and just been money for this team when he's healthy. But, I mean, how about that, Carl? I had a shoulder. I separated a shoulder, and I had the hockey coach. This is back when I was a kid. Do the phone book trick under the arm. Like, pow, they smack it back in. He did it by himself. Remember the Minnesota guy thought he was dogging it in that game? We were talking about that with Mike Conte. That guy's tough as nails.
I couldn't do it. AT, could you put it back in place?
Pop your own shoulder back in?
By yourself?
Like Mel Gibson in Lethal Weapon?
Away, wouldn't try.
Yeah, I couldn't do it, man. I got to be honest. I'd be like, do it!
You know what? Is Skippy doing the updates? Let's get Skippy in here and see if we can break his shoulder and pop it back in ourselves.
He probably would let us. That's what's crazy.
I mean, I'll do it if you want me to. Anyway, yeah, we're hanging out here live inside the Kia studios. This hour at Dukesville, brought to you by Kia. Go to KiaDealers.com. Real quick, one other soccer nugget for you. And again, as Carl mentioned, you'll hear us against Zlatan. We'll get some Zlatan.
I have a wife. I did my two kids. If I would be single, I would spread some investments here in the U.S., and you would have future legend in the soccer. But, sorry, I'm already occupied by my wife and my two kids.
I love
that. That's Zlatan Ibrahimovic talking to Dan Patrick on the Dan Patrick Show about I would have had investments over this country with that big-time Zlatan talent in America.
Now, here's what's funny. you know, every team seemingly, not all, but a lot of teams now in the MLS, They have one of these kinds of stars. This guy is different because, as you said, he's been all around the world, played at the highest level. Mm. He's got some swag, and he's fun and interesting. Now,
it's almost like a gamble. How hard can you go? How hard can you not go? It's part of the game. If you come up among lions, you should expect to get attacked by the lions. It's normal because if you're a cat, you will run away. But if you're a lion, you will stay among the other lions.
He's a trip, man. So you asked how we're going to try to slow this guy down. But, I mean, he could do absolutely nothing. He might do something. I don't know.
Look, he does, as 6'5", as Greg Garza said, he takes strides like a gazelle. The guy's got still amazing footwork, even at age 37. So it's amazing. He got injured, and Manchester United said, like, I will cut bait on him. But the guy still is better than almost anybody else in North America. So it'll be something to see. One other soccer tidbit. Arsene Wenger forced out at Arsenal. A lot of Arsenal fans saying they're not winning the Premier League like they should be. They're not competing like they should be. And Arsene Wenger, after 22 years, the architect of the perfect season back in 2003-04. And, I mean, the Gunner fans, I know it's you talk to half the Gunner fans, they want him gone. Other half say, let's keep him. But anyway, he gone, and we'll see who they replace him with up there at Emirates Stadium in London.
I'm seeing some social media tweets, some people making their way down to Georgia Tech. Bobby Dodd, 7 o'clock, spring game. Real quick, if you're going to that game, and Mike and I talked about this to Coach Johnson. Nate Woody's the new defensive coordinator. I'm curious to see, and I want to hear from Tech fans, when we come back on the show Monday, what you thought about what you saw from the defense. It's supposed to be, you know, attacking style. They're trying to get after the quarterback
more. I don't know if I'm going to make it to Bobby Dodd. We're going to. Huh? This is the weekend we open the house at Reynolds Plantation. So I just don't know. You know, I'll probably read the synopsis in the Yellow Jacket.
Are you
journal.
A Tech fan right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. First of all, it's Reynolds. Not they dropped the plantation.
What's that now?
Not where
we live.
It's just Reynolds.
Yeah, so Lake Oconee is so beautiful this time of year. Very looking forward to it. But I'm very excited about the Yellow Jackets. Are we still running the wing tee? What are we running?
No. It's A back, B back, C back, and D back.
Yes, well, I look forward to seeing what Coach O'Leary has up his sleeve this year. I'm one of the biggest fans out there. What's that?
O'Leary's not the coach anymore.
Please, again, don't correct me. Again, I'm class of 72 and I remember those heady days.
It's Paul Johnson. He's been there a while now.
Wonderful time watching Eddie Lee Ivory running around the outside at the flats. Wonderful times back then.
You know what? I'm done.
You know, Pepper Rogers is a good close personal friend of my wife. What's that? Anyway, so let's hope that there's more Jacket fans that are fired up. And we will be talking about what we saw at both the GT and the G-Day games.
Nate Woody, though, is the guy, guys. So let us know about the defense and what you think. What's that guy's name, by the way?
That guy? Biff Summerall.
Biff. Coming up, we've got...
Hold on, I can come with some more if you want.
We've got...
You know what? My name, actually, I'm glad you asked that. It's Calvin Summerhays. CT, I'm called. CT Summerhays.
What's your profession?
What was it to you? I had a golden parachute at Georgia Pacific. I've had a long and illustrious career.
Yeah, it sounds like...
If you must know, I'm working with a holding company right now. It's called Liberty Media. There's something up there north of 285. I believe it's called the Atlanta Braves. I see them in the portfolio. I'm not sure what they do, but I know we're seeing a nice return on the investment.
Yeah, they're making a lot of money.
You know, doing what he does.
By the way, Braves back in action against the Mets. We'll see what they do. Sean Newcomb on the heel tonight. We got our game winner, guys, coming up.
C.T. Summerhays is now the official Georgia Tech fan.
That's what I said, C.T. Summerhays.
All right, man. Hey, for the game winner tonight, found out today through I guess it was John Chuckery on his Twitter page.
What Chuckery say?
Today is National You Look Like Somebody Famous Day. Who do you look like today? Who do you think you look like that's a celebrity? Now, anytime Carl and I are out, he puts on the shades. People think you are Mike Tomlin.
No doubt.
No joke. It's happened no less than 12 times over the years in Vegas.
I had a lady stop me in the gym. I've told that story. And she was like, oh, my God, I didn't know you lived down here. I'm sorry.
So who do you think you look like? Now, Arthur Trish, obviously, is Richard Roundtree and Shaft. We talk about our man Samwell Tarly, our engineer, looks just like the maester on Game of Thrones. So who do you look like? I look like a fat Chandler from Friends.
I actually heard someone say that. Not the fat part,
Carl,
but just Chandler from
Friends. We were in Vegas. This is way before my wife. We're playing craps, and we met a bunch of girls from San Diego. And the girl goes to me, you look like Chandler from Friends. I'm like, yeah, like a fat and bloated Chandler. 404-741-0929. Who do you think you look like?
I can't even believe you ran with that.
Because the haters became like fans. They became even like believers. I know only that I am 35. I'm getting 36 in a couple of months, which I have been proven is just a number. I keep going. I make the other one look older than me, yeah?
The game.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question.
All right, let's see what you guys think of yourselves, or perhaps what someone has told you about yourselves. Who do you look like today? And let me find it, because John Chuckery had it on his Twitter account. Don't forget, guys, we are at 929 The Game. on the Twitter, so go follow us. He has put them up. See Dukes, I'm Mike Bell, ATL. If you want to see a photo of me 75 pounds ago in front of Hawaiian Tropic Girls, it's up there, Carl.
It is not Photoshopped. It might look that way, but it is not Photoshopped, I repeat.
All right, Chuckery, he does a lot of tweeting. Here it is. He says, today is...
Are you clowning Chuckery?
Well, no, it's National Lookalike Day. Hashtag National Lookalike Day. I had to go back and find it. So who do you look like? Or maybe someone's told you you resemble. Hey, you're on the radio, pal. What do you got?
I'm wearing the old school green track jacket and a black Kangol. I look like Mean Gene, the dancing machine from the Gong Show.
Now, that's a reference for only people of Arthur. And you, do you remember the Gong Show?
The Gong Show.
Chuck Barris. Yeah, I mean, that was Mean Gene. It was part of it. Now, again, guys, maybe you think you look like this person. Well, we'll never meet you, so we'll be hard to judge on that. You're on the air, buddy. What do you got for us? It's our game winner. Someone you think you resemble. Yes, sir.
I've been told I look like Bill Goldberg and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Well, I hope you make that work for you. Has that worked out? Have you ever told anybody you're that guy?
No.
Well, get on it.
Goldberg just went into the WWE Hall of Fame, didn't he?
Yeah, I'm watching on the History Channel. I'm flipping around TV last night. And, I mean, they're running out of show ideas. Now they got a show where guys make giant, like, samurai swords. And Goldberg's the host.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
No, I've seen the Knives show.
That's the one.
Yes, I've seen that show. I didn't know he was hosting it.
But how many episodes did you run with that, you know?
Oh, it's guys competing to make the best knife.
That is an impressive katana. I mean, okay.
I've seen it.
You can make 13 episodes out of that show?
Mike, we could do TV with something corny.
Right. I support Bill's hustle. You're on the radio, bro. Who do people say you look like?
Hey, man. Unfortunately, people tell me I look like Billy Bob Thornton.
Wow. With hair or without hair?
Without.
Well, you did date Angelina Jolie at one point. So.
Right.
You remember when they got out of the limo that one time, and they get out, and they're doing interviews, and Billy Bob Thornton, they're like, hey, how are you guys doing? And he's like, we're great. We just made out.
Yeah, no, they just made love in the limo over here. Well, it was too much information.
I didn't want to go there. You did.
Well, I just want to fill in the blanks in the story because she sure did.
Well, I'll tell you. At first, I didn't believe it. And then the way she came out of the limo, I kind of believed it.
Yeah. I wonder with Brad Pitt, at some point, you just got to get off the crazy train, right? In that dance?
Listen, who knows? You know, they were happy for like 1 minute. And then the next minute, you know. And
she adopted 27 kids. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good. Dilly Dilly.
Hey, I get told, somebody will say to me, you know who you look like? And I go, it's over and over. Bruce Willis or Vin Diesel?
Hey, make that work for you.
Get out of here.
He totally looks like Bruce Willis.
Come on, Vin Diesel?
Vin Diesel. The best part about it is my wife had a love affair with Vin Diesel. So every time she looks at somebody and says it, she goes, don't say it. Don't say
that
people are going to go way too big. I'm like, yup.
There you go, man.
Hey, by the way, you guys got to play this up. You know, whenever Mike and I get this thing, we play it up. You guys got to play it up. Whenever someone says you look like someone else, you go, well, actually, I am him. I'm just in town on business.
It is funny. We were at Carnivino in Las Vegas. This is at Venetian or Palazzo. And the guy, our buddy, the bartender, is looking at you. And he's like, first time I introduced you, he's like, is that Coach Tomlin? I go, yes, it is. Does that make a big thing out of it?
He goes, I hear he's a big wine guy. He is. Yes. We'll take the best in the house.
And boy, did we. That was Cooper. Cooper at Carnivino hooked us up. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for celebrity lookalike for you? What do you got?
Well, people always used to tell me if Kevin James had a goatee that I'd look like Kevin James. And then, of course, later on he grew a goatee, so Kevin James.
Okay. Nice. There you go. Evil Kevin James. There you go. I mean, you can make
his
it work
show,
for
his show's back on, right? He's got a show now.
He had to bring back What's-Her-Face because they killed off or they moved the other girlfriend off and they brought in Leah Remini.
They brought her back?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the show is Kevin Kemp.
I used to watch when it was the other show.
Right.
But I haven't watched it since it.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
I'm not the biggest fan of that
sitcom.
Did
that go out on air, by the way?
What did you say?
King of Queens.
King of Queens. I want to make sure people heard him because it sounds like I'm talking to myself.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, we don't know because I've never met Kevin James. I've heard some horror stories about him being a big pain in the butt. I don't know if that's true. Maybe we'll get him on the show one day.
Okay.
Hey, man, you're on the air, Montfair.
Mall cop.
What do you got for us? There's a piece of art. What do you got for celebrity lookalike? That's you, man.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. You're on the radio, buddy. What do you got?
Who did he say?
I don't know. I hung up on him. What do you got for us, man?
Mike, that's rude.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I was in Israel, and everybody thought that I would look like Forrest Whitaker.
Wow.
Do you?
No. Oh, boy. Okay.
Had to ask.
No.
I was like, okay.
You say, people come up to you, I loved you, Yazidi Amin. That was unbelievable.
Dunn Forest, I think, doesn't he have like one of the lazy eye, a little bit of a lazy
little
eye?
A little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He, you know, I think he's the guy. It's in the color
incredible
of
incredible actor, by the way.
In the Color of Money, he hustles Paul Newman as Eddie Felsen before he go. It's a great scene. Forest Whitaker's a great, amazing
he is,
actor.
He is.
Hey man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for celebrity lookalikes?
Hey man.
Hey man.
Hey, I always used to get told that I look like Joey from Friends, not Chandler. Thankfully,
Joey, my cousin Tony the Mailman looks like Joey. He does. He's played that to the hilt.
Yeah, he does.
You know, the funny thing with my cousin, his rap, you've seen it. It's so bad, it's good. He's a mailman. So when a lady comes up to him and he's talking, he's like, so what do you do for a living? It's kind of hush-hush. I work for the government.
He does say that.
You know, technically, he's not lying.
And then I'm like, fool, you're a mailman. He's like, well, that's part of the story.
The proper term is letter carrier. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for a celebrity you look like?
Yeah, so I was in Walmart at 2 in the morning one time, and I come around a corner, and this chick starts screaming because she thinks I'm Justin Timberlake. She just hangs out in Walmart at 2 in the morning.
Hope that worked out for you.
Wow.
Yeah, I got her number, though.
All right. Bringing sexy back at 2 a.m.
I was about to say, sign that autograph.
Last one. Hey, man, who's a celebrity people say you look like? What do you got?
Y'all are looking for somebody with a special skill.
That's Jimmy Stewart. Hey, man, you got the final word. What do you got for us?
My Carl, look at here. Anytime I'm down in Tuscaloosa wearing that Alabama dry fit T-shirt, people tell me I look like Cristiano Ronaldo. I got a receding hairline. My only six pack that I'm holding is a 12 pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon. Tall boys. But other than that, I look just like a roll damn type.
There you go.
We'll see how your spring game is tomorrow. Great job, guys. Thank you for participating in our game winner. We'll come back, wrap things up, hand things over to Andy Bunker. We're going to talk more about G-Day on Monday and what we'll get a chance to see. If you're out there tomorrow, stop by, say hello at Killer Burger or Grindhouse. Killer Burgers, guys. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.